Hundreds of volunteers filled North Surrey Secondary School on Saturday to wrap thousands of presents for seven inner-city Surrey schools. With a DJ playing Christmas music, volunteers assembled, packed and wrapped 2,600 gifts and 400 food hampers for the adopted schools. Loretta Hibbs, founder and CEO of City Dream Center, said every child at the seven schools will receive a Christmas gift. In Surrey alone, we found out that there are 32 elementary, and 20 secondary, inner-city schools, which means that many of these kids are living under the poverty line, Hibbs said. We're thankful for all the donors, everybody who has sponsored, who have given, who've been part of this incredible day, Hibbs said. Through their Adopt a School program, the organization works with more than 6,000 children a year. Judah Ashby, 16, has long been a volunteer who loves giving back to his community. It's just nice to give back, especially around the Christmas season, when we get a bunch of gifts, but it really feels better to give to other people who need it, Ashby said. The grade 11 Pacific Academy student encourages other youth his age to volunteer. The biggest step is just doing it. It's not like volunteering is bad, like anything that you do is good. So just taking the first step and acting on it, it's a thought that counts, he said. Surrey City Councillors Linda Annies and Mike Bowes attended the event on Saturday. Annies has been involved with the City Dream Center and has seen firsthand its positive impact on kids and families in Surrey. I can't thank them enough for them, particularly at this occasion, making Christmas special for all of those kids and families that maybe wouldn't have the experience that we all do, Annies said. The work City Dream Center does is more than just a once-a-year effort, Annies said. City Dream Center's Adopt a School program works closely year-round with teachers, school administrators and the Surrey School Board to provide food, clothing, hygiene packs, dental care and other essential services. Their efforts, and this kind of support, strengthen our community and build happier and healthier lives for people in need. Bowes echoed his fellow councillors' statements of gratitude. So in love with the work they do and how much they care for our community, Bowes said. Now with this Christmas gift program, all those kids are going to enjoy Christmas like the rest of us, which is so special. The organization started dropping off the gifts and hampers at schools on Monday, December 9th. Visit thecitydreamcenter.com to learn more.